The partition of India and the creation of Pakistan in the aftermath of independence is a conflicting story of triumph by Gandhi and Nehru alongside the historic inability to offer protection and integration of Muslim communities within India. The result was the call for a separate Muslim state upon independence by Muhammad Ali Jinnah, the leader of the Indian Muslim League. Gandhi and Nehru, both being strong proponents of national self-determination, eventually accepted the creation of a separate Muslim state, and thus Pakistan was established in 1947 in the northwest Punjab region.
There's quite a few conflicting figures in this story, isn't there? But how did this all result in the displacement of 14 million people?
Well, you have to understand that Muslims, Hindus and Sikhs were dotted all around the massive country of India and had to move hundreds of miles in many cases to their respective new nations, around 14 million of them in fact. Sectarian violence resulted as the government was completely unequipped to deal with such massive migration, with religious retributions occurring on both sides of the dividing line between the newly established Pakistan and India.
So those that went on to settle here today then really have had a difficult past.